An APP fact check of Labor's health spokesman, Mark Butler, has found that it is not getting more difficult or expensive to see a doctor in Australia. Earlier this month on ABC Insiders, Mr. Butler stated that access to GPs had gotten worse since the coalition came into power. But recent ABS surveys and Department of Health's GP workforce stats suggest that it is actually more accessible. William Summers is an AAP fact-check journalist involved in Mr. Butler's claim, and I asked him how Mr. Butler came to this conclusion.
Mr. Butler's office told us that the claim was evidenced by submissions to a Senate inquiry in 2021 and 2022. Now, the Senate inquiry does talk about people in regional and rural areas having long waiting times and some dissatisfaction with people waiting to see a GP. But when we looked into the figures, actually we found there was quite a different story. And the official figures show that actually for many people, it actually seems to be getting slightly easier to see a GP than it was previously.
Well, Associate Professor Kim Dazil, a health economist at the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health, said that Mr. Butler's claim that it had become more difficult to see a GP did not appear to be accurate. Why was that?
We looked at a couple of different measures of this. So one that we looked at was the Australian Bureau of Statistics. They have a patient experience survey that they run each year. And they've been running this for more than 10 years now. So you can look at how the figures have changed over time. And what we found was, one is how many people reported that it was longer, they had to wait what was longer than acceptable for a GP appointment. And we found that in 2013-14, the figures show there was around 22% of people. But by the time you got down to 2020-21, which is the last year for which figures available, that had dropped off to around 16.5%. So it's dropped from about 22.5% to 16.5% over time, which shows really that people are saying, at least to the ABS, they are not experiencing longer waiting times. But there's a couple of caveats to this that I have to mention. One is COVID has mucked up data in so many areas of life, and this is one of them as well. So the last couple of years of data, slightly wary of, but the figures were still trending in that direction before COVID. And the other thing to say is that this is average figures across the country. So by no means are we saying that that nobody is finding it more difficult to find a GP and to get an appointment with a GP. And in fact, experts told us when we were doing this fact check that some people in regional and rural areas in particular probably were finding it harder to access a GP.
And what data did Mr. Butler also use to base his claim that seeing GPs were more expensive?
The second part of Mr. Butler's claim was that seeing a GP has become more expensive than ever. And Mark Butler's office pointed us towards the official Medicare data, which shows that average out-of-pocket expenses are actually rising over time. And that's true, and they have been rising. They've risen by about 37% over the last 8 years. So it's quite a substantial increase for people that are paying out-of-pocket costs when they go and see a GP, to where the GP services aren't completely bulk billed. But the flip side of that is that there's other figures which show that actually the bulk billing rate has gone up at the same time. And bulk billing rates really show how many people are getting services at GPs for free. Now, in 2013, when Labor left office, the figures show that around 83%, which is around 6 out of 7 services, are being billed for free, so billed directly to Medicare, which is GP services. And by the time we get to the kind of the last 6 months of 2021, that was really up to about 9 in 10 people were getting, 9 in 10 services were being bulk billed to Medicare for free. So those, the number of services that are being billed for free have gone up, but also for those people who aren't getting services for free, the cost has gone up.
And in terms of proving that that claim is inaccurate, how much of Mr. Butler's claim does still hold elements of the truth?
So one measure we've got of how accessible it is to GP is the number of GPs in Australia. And the best way we've been told to look at this is by looking at the number of full-time GPs per 100,000 patients. And that's actually been going up over time. So there are around 105 GPs per 100,000 patients in 2014. And in 2020, that was up to 114 GPs per 100,000 patients. So over time, the number of GPs per patient is actually increasing. But I would just say on that one important thing is that that we don't necessarily know how well spread those GPs are across the country. Overall, the number of GPs per patient has gone up, but that is probably not very well spread across the country. And I'm sure many people, particularly in regional and rural areas, are still struggling to access GPs.
William Summers, a fact-check journalist for AAP, speaking with me there.